I believe that you were born to do something amazing. I believe you have an incredible gift to share and that there are people waiting for you right now.
What is your what? What is chosen you? What is your what? And all the things that you do. It's time to let go. Just spread your wings and let be. Because it's time to be free, 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 free.
Hey, hey, it is. I'm just going to start doing every show. Every show we're going to start now with a hey, hey. Is that a good thing? What do you think? Hey, hey.
For what is your what?
For anything. Just anytime we do a segment on any show here on Reinvention Radio, we're just going to start with hey, hey.
Okay.
All right.
Are you going to add some like passion to it?
It's our pattern.
Hey, hey.
It's our pattern interrupt. No, just hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
Hey, all right. We're going to have to figure that one out. All right, guys. Welcome to.
Can't make this stuff up.
It's unscripted. Trust me. Oh, man. All right. So welcome to Reinvention Radio. And specifically, what is your what Wednesday? And here on What Is Your What Wednesday, you're just waiting.
Just waiting.
Don't know where it's going. But here on What Is Your What Wednesday, we talk about the tips and tools and strategies and shortcuts found in my New York Times best-selling book, What Is Your What? Discover the One Amazing Thing You Were Born to Do, which you can grab for free at whatisyourwhat.com/free. And if you use promo code, hey, hey, no, I'm just playing, there's no promo code there, but yeah, whatisyourwhat.com/free, grab a free copy of that. All right, so we've covered a lot of interesting ground throughout the book here, and today, I actually thought we would talk a little bit about what I have identified as the four specific groups that most people fall under as they go through life. And so there are four distinct types of people, and if you will, four paths that lead people really towards discovering and sharing their what with the world. And so what I wanted to do here was just, as you know, I like my games. I'm a game man. I am a game man, and I like playing games. And so you guys know I like the guessing games with you guys, right? So
yep.
And you always know, you never know where it's going in terms of what questions I'm going to ask and the games that I'm going to play here. And so in this exercise, I want you to try to really figure out what group you fall into. It's because there's four groups, and one of them fits you best. And then, of course, once you figure out what group you're in, then you can make a conscious choice about what to do with that knowledge. And then you can improve upon, maintain, adjust, and or eliminate behavior that doesn't serve you well.
Okay.
All right. Or serves you well and you want to improve upon that and just take it to the next level. So there are so I believe that every single one of us walking on this planet falls into one of four categories. Certainly as in terms of reinvention or in terms of discovering your what and sharing it and monetizing it and so on. And so the first group are what I call the birthers. And these are the people who kind of came out of the womb. Like, came out of the womb. I just like saying that word, womb. They came out of the womb just, like, knowing clearly who they are and what they're good at and what it is that they are here to do. So I think we don't really like those people, at least from my perspective.
They're the Olympic gold medalists.
Right, because I'm not one of those people. So, like, I look at them and I get, like, crazy jealous and, like, I wish.
I don't.
I had that kind of clarity.
To me, it's just the opposite. I'm like, how boring doing the same thing your whole damn life. Yeah. I don't look at it like that.
Doesn't mean it has to be the same thing. I just mean, like, in terms of their gift. Really having clarity on what their gift
is.
Like
a Michael Jordan or something.
Like a Michael Jordan, right? Okay. And I would say that actually his gift is probably more along the lines of entertaining than anything else, because that's really what he is. I mean, I think he's proved that he's not really a businessman all that well. So let's just let him be as an entertainer. But the vehicle that he's used to share that gift and then the people that he's most compelled to serve, of course, being the three parts of the what is your what equation, the gift, the vehicle, and the people. The vehicle and the people can change over time. So what I'm thinking about in terms of the context of this conversation is more related to the gift specifically.
Okay.
And so so you have the birthers. And again, those are the people who pretty much know from day one. Then you have the shifters. And these are people who have to make a subtle change to the what is your what equation to really get on path. So maybe they have the right gift and they're using the right vehicle to share that gift, but maybe the people are off. Like, they're just not serving the right people for them. And so they have to make a subtle shift to the what is your what equation. And then that subtle shift makes all of the difference. The third group are what I refer to as the reinventors. Now, these are people who literally kind of do that 180-degree turn, right? I mean, like, they were a lawyer, and now they are teaching people how to surf, and, you know, they do motivation, I don't know, talking with sharks or whatever they do. But, like, 180 degrees, like, so polar opposite of what they were doing that you look at them and you go, like, geez, I don't even see the connection. Like, my friend Joe Amoya, who was a chiropractor, went to school, got his degree, spent a lot of money in building his own practice, you know, built this great facility. And then he decided one day he just didn't want to do that anymore. Like, he just had no love for her, woke up and said, I can't do this anymore. And he now helps single women find love.
Wow.
So talk about a full-on reinvention. Hmm. And then the fourth group would be the wanderers. And I don't mean that as a derogatory term. I just mean it from the standpoint of they go through life without ever really having clarity around what their what is, or they don't even realize this is something that can be a part of their life, because a lot of times we don't talk about this stuff around the dinner table. And if you go to the schools, a lot of the schools aren't teaching you how to become clear on this, which is probably the most important thing to become clear on. And certainly they don't have any education around that, or let alone discussions around it. So they just kind of go through life never even understanding that, in fact, there is a what for them. And so at some point, hopefully the light switch gets turned on and they realize, whoa, wait a minute, there's something that I actually am naturally wired to excel at. And there is something that I really can do and enjoy doing, and I can actually make money doing that. And so when that light switch goes on, then it becomes their choice of, hey, am I going to figure out what that is? But maybe they're not even aware of the fact that this is an option for them. So that's how I would define a wanderer. So let me throw it back at you guys. Birther, shifter, reinventor, or wanderer? Which of those four
categories?
None of
us are a wanderer.
I would certainly wouldn't say that any of us are wanderers. Although, wait, are you a wanderer? Are you? No? Are we? No. He's
wandering around.
He's wandering around the studio right now. He doesn't know. Yeah. All right. So true, right? Okay. So we know what we are not. What would you say that you are, Mary Goulet?
So use it like a multiple choice question. That one's gone.
Right.
Probably even one is gone from we've all done so many different things, right? I doubt we'd even be birthers.
No, I'm a reinventor.
Yeah? You think you fall in the reinvention category, the reinventor category. Okay. And then I'll ask you why in a second here. But Richie, what category do you think you fall in?
Based on your book there, I would say I've been a reinventor, but I think I'm shifting into shifter.
Yeah.
Because I think for me, I've kind of known, and I've been looking by reinventing, and then I think really, though, was like, I just didn't realize, man, there's 7 damn billion people on this planet. You can pick the right group and you just be you and you're going to be good.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thoroughly convinced that there's enough crazy people out there in the world that even I can find my tribe somewhere if I just put myself out there. So if you're part of my tribe, thank you. I love you. All right. So reinventor, why? What were you doing before that is very much different from what you're doing now?
Well, okay, so going back to, I went to Wall Street when I was 17, did, I don't know, 9 years of sales on Wall Street, quit, started selling real estate, quit that, became a holistic health practitioner, stopped doing that. Then I went into radio and TV.
Yeah.
And swung back around with the real estate.
Yeah, and you don't have to limit yourself to one reinvention. I mean, some people reinvent themselves, well, multiple times.
Yeah, I think Wall Street was a great education, but it wasn't my passion. I just had a great time, made some money. So,
kind of a commodity, was it like a commodity-oriented opportunity for you? Is that how you might define it at this stage looking back? Like you just thought it would be a good opportunity to make some money?
Yeah. I didn't go into it with that idea because I started as the receptionist at Fidelity.
Oh, wow.
And then I just got hired over to the bond side and was the assistant for the number one mortgage salesman. And I just like, I can do this.
So, Jesus, segment always flies by. So if you had a word of advice for somebody who maybe looking to reinvent their life, what would you tell them? Somebody who falls into that category of really needing to make that polar shift.
Something that makes you feel inspired or excited mm-hmm. to do. Mm-hmm. You'll have moments that it's not inspiring or exciting, but the overall tone is that it is.
All right. And Richie, before you start chewing on those peanuts,
sorry, right? Yeah. Darn, I put the food down.
Right. So what would you tell people who are in that shifter mode of needing to make that adjustment to the equation? They're close, but they're not quite there.
Yeah, and that's kind of why I said that the bounce from reinventor to shifter is because I think I was reinventing trying to find the new market as opposed to saying, no, kind of with like what Mary said, find yourself, find out what you like, because it's in these days especially, it's a lot of hard work. There's mm-hmm. going to be times it doesn't feel that way, mm-hmm. but you just – find you, stake your flag, let people know what you're about, and people will come.
Yeah. No, that's really, really sage advice. All right, guys. Well, you can find out for yourselves which of the four categories you fall under, and that would be on page 146 of What Is Your What? Discover the One Amazing Thing You Were Born to Do. So grab it. Grab a free copy for yourself at whatisyourwhat.com/free. And I didn't say what I was, but, I think I'm a shifter. I think if I had to put myself in a category, I'd say I've always had awareness, and I'd say I'm a shifter. That's my guess. So, all right, to all my birthers out there, and to all my wanderers, and to all my reinventors, and to all my shifters, we love you guys, and we will talk to you next time here on What Is Your What Wednesday on Reinvention Radio. Take care, everybody.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.